Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Buckley from Open Government Radio. Today is October 7th, 2016, and it's been a while since we've used Open Government Radio. The first time I used it was about 6.5 years ago in 2010, January of 2010. And at that time, we were covering the federal government's open government plans that each agency was preparing in response to the president's open government memorandum that he issued on his first full day in office. So those were all optimistic days, and now that 6.5 years has gone by, I thought it was about time that we took a look back to see whether or not the federal agencies, or if some of them, have made themselves more transparent, participatory, and collaborative, as the president instructed them in his open government memorandum. Now, the good part is about there is a platform now in the, quote, the old days. We would just be all audio, and then we'd talk about particular websites. But now that there are more platforms out there that allow for screen sharing, I'm attempting to create a mashup, I guess, the Open Government Radio platform with the screen sharing capabilities of JoinMe, join.me. So we are going to have to use two computers here, so I'm going back and forth. This is kind of new for me, and this is a test today anyway. I'm able to, the good part about Blog Talk Radio is that I'm able to see who's calling in and either put them on hold or mute or something like that, and I can pick who I want to and bring into the conversation. And now I'm going to try to, if you were to go, let's see, to, I'm clicking on join.me/open government. And we're going to. I don't see anybody in the queue there, so I can go back and forth. Not used to two computer screens. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. So I'm going over there now, and I'm going to log in at that point, and let's see.
Please
please enter your conference ID and press the pound key.
Okay.
The conference will begin when the organizer arrives. You are now an organizer. The conference will begin when the next party joins.
Okay. Okay, then. Pulling this in. Signed into... Okay, so I need to call, right. And we're calling, and we're trying to patch this in. Okay. Kind of a patchwork here, so okay, not valid. Punch it in again. Okay. Okay, let's see here. So, join me. I'm on join me. We're going to do record. And must have two more record. I'm Okay, it's recording. Fine. Here we go. It's recording on patch that in. Well, this isn't going quite as well as I thought. Phone. This. Oh, okay. Now I do flash. Okay. Okay, there we are. And we're echoing. And we're muting. Okay. So, now that we're 11 minutes into the program, I'm going to patch that through. This. So, let's see. Yes, 11 minutes coming up on the 11-minute mark. In the program, and it should be picking up and recording what we're doing as far as and what you can see at join.me/opengovernment, all one word. So let's just do a little background, then nobody else is calling in. And here we go, whitehouse.gov. This is picking up on the screen is being shared. Let's share just the window. There we go. And, okay, so once upon a time, President Barack Obama got elected president, and on his first full day in office on June 29th, I think, 2009, he signed an executive memorandum, which is different than an executive order, but basically it's here. So we're going to put, let's see, open and then go there. So whitehouse.gov/open. If you're just listening to the audio, it's whitehouse.gov/open. That's what we're looking at now. And you can see there a picture of the president. He's at the UN, but we're showing a page that talks about his open government initiative, transparency, participation, collaboration. And he says there, my government is committed to creating an unprecedented level of openness in government. We will work together to ensure the public trust and establish a system of transparency, public participation, and collaboration. Openness will strengthen our democracy and promote efficiency and effectiveness in government. And there it is. The date is, that's President Obama, 01-2109. And the actual, to show you the actual, you scroll down. Oh, no, you don't scroll down. Sorry. You go to About Open Government and click on that. It's in the upper left. Come on. Why is this stuck? Okay, here we go. Wasn't. And here we have this About Open Government section here. And if you scroll down, you'll find, if you have to really look hard, but right below the box with the video of the president signing the Memorandum on Transparency and Open Government, you'll see a link right below it. On his first full day in office, President Obama signed the Memorandum on Transparency and Open Government. So we'll click on that. Funny thing is they never put a date on this one. Whenever I pull this up, they never put one. But it is January 21st, 2009. And as you can see, it's a memorandum for heads of executive departments and agencies. So every federal agency and department under the President of the United States, that would be in the executive branch, department of this, federal agency that, they're all supposed to, this is what this memorandum is, who the memorandum is addressed. And he says three things. Government should be transparent. Government should be participatory. And government should be collaborative. And the thing is that transparency, participation, and collaboration are not simply, they're a matter of degrees. So federal agencies do and have been for decades proposing regulations for the public to comment on, for example, in the Federal Register, something called the Federal Register. And so it's not as if the president says, hey, you're at zero right now. I want you to do better than zero. They could be, say, at 50 on a scale of 1 to 100, let's say whatever it is. He wants them to go kick it up to 60, 70, 80, whatever. So even though the word more doesn't appear in this, he means more collaborative, more transparent, more participatory. And then says he directs the his chief technology officer in coordination with the Office of Management and Budget to coordinate development of plans and recommendations, so forth and so on. Gets into it there. And a year and a half later, the agencies did come out with plans. And now they're on their fourth version, or at least they're supposed to, each one is supposed to be on their fourth version. So it's been a while, and there's been some water under the bridge. And so now's a good time to talk about what has been done. And if you actually were to go to, I'll go back to the working group. So there is a, if you go back to About Open Government in the upper left, you'll see that there has been a, what do they call it? The Federal the Open Government Working Group, which is all the federal agencies that have open government plans, and supposedly talking about how they plan or have been doing as far as involving people, citizens, in the decision making that affects their lives. And you can see there's a list here, of course, beginning with the A's, Department of Agriculture. Pretty much, if you just go, as an example, with the Department of Commerce, it's open.commerce.gov. Sometimes you can find these by going to the interior, like, for instance, whatever the agency's homepage is. Here's one, Department of Interior, where it just says open. So you can go to, you know, the agency's web address, just put a slash and an open right beside it, and you will be able to find, or should be able to find, what they've been doing or what they say they've been doing as far as including people like you in the decision-making process that they take to try to figure out how to serve the public. And sometimes that could be something like the Department of Transportation doing a better job of including you in transportation projects that affect the ways that you go to work and so forth and so on. So I'm going to be an echo here, so I'm going to put this phone out here. Let's see. And so, let's see. What else can we do for a little tutorial here on open government? An email group that you can find on this page, and it says join the conversation, and that does not mean little tweets on open government, but that might be a good idea to, join the conversation with open government, join colleagues from inside and outside the government through the open government discussion group, and that is an email group. So we'll click on that just to show you. It's a Google group, same thing as an email group. You don't need to belong to Google. You can just subscribe and keep up with what the discussions are simply by using email. And let's see, the last and then it's captured, all the past conversations are captured on the Google group website, but you don't have to visit the Google Group website. Like I said, if you subscribe, they can just get it by email. Right. There is, they do, you can also keep track of things through the, twitter.com/opengov. They don't put everything up on here, but, it does. If you do go to twitter.com/opengov, then you can see this is a White House official Twitter account of the White House Open Government Initiative. And it also gives the web address, of course. But so let's see. Tune into live stream of White House Open Data Summit. So the last one was September 28th. Thing is, looks like they talked to Jason Miller at WFED. Should try it out, find out what that was on the 20th. So we should go check that out to find out what they see. They didn't tweet anything. If they did talk with a reporter at WFED, Fed, then Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller, then that would have been something that should have been announced here. So like I said, they don't always put everything on what's going on out there. So I'm going to come back and look at that later. But I don't see anybody calling in. So, and this is really just a test to see if I can patch these two platforms together and what comes out at the other end as far as a recording on JoinMe, because JoinMe will capture the audio and the video and, of course, Blog Talk Radio is the platform that I use for just the audio portion and screening of callers. So that would just be audio. So the only way to figure out if this has worked like I hoped it would is to close this down. And since it's been almost another, yeah, I might as well call it half an hour, but I'll show one other thing that's of interest. After the president did the in 2009, that on his first full day in office, that's, I said, when he did his open government memorandum, about 2 years later, I guess, 2.5 years later, there was a, an international effort. So there, first there was a domestic one, just the U.S. that the president and the administration was doing. 2.5 years later, they started up a, quote, international club for open government, if you want to call it that. And that is called, that was, so that was 2011, 5 years ago. And that was called the Open Government Memorandum. It still is called the Open Government Memorandum. Getting mixed up. Open Government Partnership. And I don't know if there's a link here, but I guess the best thing to do would be to go. So a lot of this has been mixed up. So agencies that have international aspects to them are supposed to, this club is supposed to allow for collaboration amongst countries to find out what's working, because a lot of times, whether it's a new road in Germany or in Utah or in Malaysia or someplace like that, the whole idea is that the people who are going to be using the road should be involved in, to some extent, in the design and planning of the road, because they're the ones who are going to have to use it. So let's see, OpenGov partnership. OpenGovPartnership.org. Mm-hmm. And so there's that aspect to it. So these things, they sometimes refer to each other, but there's not as much coordination as I think there should be as far as between where these go. The president's program talks about transparency, participation, and collaboration. The Open Government Partnership is about transparency, participation, and accountability. So they never really addressed, like, where did they, you know, how did they, two out of three, they've got two out of three in common, but the collaboration and the accountability are the differences. So what is the Open Government Partnership? So you can go to their website and get up to speed on that. If you're interested in what's going on in other countries, here's a map of who belongs. I guess there's 70 participating countries that are in the Open Government Partnership. So I can think of it as an international club for open government. Thanks. And so anyway, this is Steve Buckley signing off for today, and we'll see how this works out. Like I said, if anything, you can get a sense of if you have something that you want to talk about related to open government or civic technology or just the state of our democracy in general or in a particular case or things and so forth and so on, then follow. If you're on Twitter, you can go to twitter.com/OpenGovRadio and follow us there. That's where the announcements to the make sure you get it so you're going to get the alerts. There's not going to be a whole bunch of traffic on Open Government Radio, just like who's going to be on the next show, what are we going to cover, and so it's not going to be a lot of chit-chat. That's going to save that for the radio, for the shows. So that's all for today. Appreciate you listening. In the old shows, we went on for an hour, but I think we'll cut it down to half an hour at the most, and maybe even 5 or 10 or 15 minute segments, depending on what the topic is. And let's see. If you want to look at the old shows, I forgot to say this. If you want to look at the old shows? They ran from January to 2010. And you can go to ustransparency.com and find them there. ustransparency.com. Find them there. Thanks. And we'll talk to you soon. If there's any questions, you can send me an email at sbuckley@opengovmetrics.com. OpenGovMetrics.com. metrics.com. And we'll see how this goes. Thanks for listening. Bye.